Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here's Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson talking about AI and what's currently happening. I predicted 7 years ago. Then attorney Tom Renz joins us. Stay with us.
22 years on podcasts, InfoWars, Alex Jones, and Joe Rogan discuss what's currently happening right now. Google, CERN, technology, vampire, aliens. In a nutshell, Alex was pretty on point with this message. Let me know what your thoughts are. Is he crazy or is he on to something?
It's really big. So, okay. Yeah, pour another shot of that.
The media.
Get this out properly.
All right, let me give you my best, please. Deep research approximation.
What do you think is going on? But am I wrong to still hold out hope that aliens are real? Because I tell you, that's one of the two guilty pleasures that I still cling to. It's Bigfoot and aliens. Those are two. Bigfoot, not so much. I wish it was real, but I just don't think
it is. Are you ready?
Yes. Bigfoot's real?
No.
Come on, Daddy.
No. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm going to give you the biggest shot of the show. There are aliens in this room right now.
For real?
Yeah, you're not of this world, bro.
Me?
You're the alien.
Oh, wow. I didn't know.
Well, here's what the elite believe. And let me be very clear, because the media will take this out of context. I only go with what I can prove.
Oh, thank you.
And people can't even handle that. There's armies. We're fighting a pedophile conspiracy. But beyond that, it's a vampire conspiracy in that they are interdimensionally sucking the essence of our youth.
Right.
And they believe they're possessed by an off-world entity.
They do?
Yeah, and then, Joe, I've been on air 22 years. I don't get into aliens, metaphysical, religion, any of that. I've studied the elite, and I've also communicated with a lot of the top people. And if you want to know, I will actually break down right now the best knowledge right now what's happening on the planet.
What's happening?
The elite are all about transcendence and living forever and the secrets of the universe, and they want to know all this. Some are good, some are bad, some are a mix. But the good ones don't ever want to organize. The bad ones didn't want to organize because they lust after power. Powerful consciousnesses don't want to dominate other people. They want to empower them, so they don't tend to get together until things are really late in the game. Then they come together. Evil's always defeated because good is so much stronger. And we're on this planet, and Einstein's physics showed it, Max Planck's physics showed it, all. There's at least 12 dimensions. And now that's why all the top scientists and billionaires are coming out saying it's a false hologram. It is artificial. The computers are scanning it and finding tension points where it's artificially projected and gravity's bleeding in to this universe. That's what they call dark matter. So we're like a thought or a dream that's a wisp in some computer program, some God's mind, whatever. They're proving it all. It's all coming out. Now, there's like this sub-transmission zone below the third dimension. It's just turned over to the most horrible things is what it resonates to. And it's trying to get up into the third dimension. That's just a basic level consciousness to launch into the next levels. And our species is already way up in the fifth, sixth dimension, consciously our best people. But there's this big war trying to, like, basically destroy humanity because humanity has free will and there's a decision to which level we want to go to. We have free will, so evil's allowed to come and contend, not just good. And the elites themselves believe they're racing or using human technology to try to take our best minds and build some type of breakaway civilization where they're going to merge with machines, transcend, and break away from the failed species that is man, which is kind of like a false transmission because they're thinking what they are is ugly and bad, projecting it onto themselves instead of believing, no, it's a human test about building us up. And so Google was set up 18, 19 years ago. I knew about this before it was declassified. I'm just saying I have good sources. That they wanted to build a giant artificial system. And Google believes that the first artificial intelligence will be a supercomputer based on the neuron activities of the hive mind of humanity with billions of thoughts go into it. And we're actually building a computer that has real neurons in real time that's also psychically connected to us that are organic creatures so that they will have current prediction powers, future prediction powers, a true crystal ball. But the big secret is, once you have a crystal ball and know the future, you can add stimuli beforehand and make decisions that control the future. And so then it's the end of consciousness and free will for individuals, as we know, and a true 2.0 in a very bad way, hive mind consciousness with an AI AI jacked into everyone, knowing our hopes and dreams, delivering it to us, not in some PKD wirehead system where we plug in and give up on consciousness because of unlimited pleasure, but because we were already wired in and absorbed before we...
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. Longing for
the sun. All right, I don't build up attorney Tom Renz just to build him up. He doesn't care about that. It's because he's been so good the last 3 years exposing the COVID fraud. And so many of the huge whistleblowers, including the vice president of Eagle Health Alliance that cooked all this up, Army Intelligence, coming out and exposing it. That's just one of dozens. And his lawsuits have been the most devastating against the deep state. And so he contacted us a few days ago and sent us a lot of material. And I said, push him up a few days because I need to read all this. So I finally got to it yesterday. And that's why I appreciate him waiting 2 days to come on to talk about this. Why is President Trump still promoting the poison shot? Not a lot, but he still kind of slips it in there. And he gets booed by audiences. And what happened with Warp Speed? Because, hey, we know they're after him. We know he did a lot of great things. But you can have a big, juicy punch bowl of grapefruit punch, but, you know, one cockroach in it ruins the whole thing. And so it's important that we don't repeat what happened in 2016 where Trump brings in a bunch of bad people and figures it out later. You know, he says he's awake now. It's going to be different. The deep state's definitely scared. But Tom Renz of TomRenz.com on Substack, TomRenz.substack.com and Renz-law.com has, and on X at Renz Tom, has really done the deep dive on this. We're going to put the documents on screen. We're going to talk about who is surrounding Trump, what is going on. You know, he claims Jared Kushner won't be involved in the future. Great, that's wonderful. Kushner, I think, is a really bad actor. I'm not against his peace deal in the Middle East, but other stuff with Google, and he's definitely playing both sides of the fence. And so everybody that just says it's a panacea and Trump's going to save us, everything's fine, kind of the Q meltdown we saw yesterday with that guest. No, we're getting our asses kicked. But if you wake up that you're getting your ass kicked, you can actually turn it around and win the fight. And so that's where I'm at. Let's admit we're in a fight, at least, and not just count all these magical players to save us. So, Tom Renz, you sent us the documents. We'll put them on screen. Let's talk about this right now.
Yeah, so I love how you said that, Alex, because one of the things I run into a lot of the same thing you do. You know, you got the Q folks out there that think we got the white hats running the show. And, you know, I've said this a million times. I'm not Alex Jones. I'm not an insider with Donald Trump. I don't have all the connections that everybody has. So, you know, if there's white hats out there, I got no evidence of it. But let's say for a second that there
are. Well, you've had white hats come to you. Like the vice president of the Health Alliance, and you put it out, and they're getting attacked at their homes. I mean,
And that's what happens. I mean, listen, if you speak out, you get attacked. But the thing about this is, though, is you see these guys who are fighting, and what happens then is our guys tend to forget that for every good guy out there, there's a bunch of bad guys trying to infiltrate, and that's the question we have, because we all know that we need a Trump 2024 victory. But the question is, you know, who's trying to get in there? And one of the issues that we found is, you know, Alex, imagine this. So you got a guy who's got his entire life, his fortune, his family on the line to stand for America first, right? And you look around and you say, well, who has he got around him? Then you look at his campaign manager, who is also in charge of his PAC, the person who, by any and all accounts, controls all access to Trump, and who, most importantly, apparently controls his schedule to an extent. And again, if anybody who ever works with anybody who's got any authority or power knows that if you really want to know who's controlling the day, it's the person who's managing the schedule, right? So I look around and I start seeing Susie Wiles' name, and I see it over and over again. And I keep saying, well, you know, people say to me, hey, we're trying to get with Trump. Can you help? And I said, well, no, I can't help. I got no connections. But what's the problem? They said, well, this Susie Wiles character won't let us in, won't let us in, won't let us in. Okay, well, why is that? You're a MAGA guy. Why can't you get in? They said she won't let us. So I start looking into this woman, right? And again, in charge of Trump's campaign and his PAC, arguably his closest advisor, when I asked my friends who are close to Trump, they say you don't get a meeting without Trump unless she's in the room. You don't get a phone call unless she's in the room. She's omnipresent. And I said, okay, well, what's her story? So I look her up, and I start doing some research. And we find out that, first of all, there's some real questions about her related to DeSantis and her work with DeSantis and some of the others. You know, some questions about whether she was loyal, whether she was shady, whether she was this, she was that. But right there, what you're showing is the key. Mercury. Right. So she's the co-chair for a company called Mercury LLC, Florida, D.C. offices. Mercury LLC is key. If you look at Mercury LLC, while she's working with Donald Trump, she's also getting paid to work for Mercury LLC. Well, Mercury LLC is the uniparty swamp. OK, Mercury LLC represents Gavi. They represent the UN Foundation. They represent Pfizer, they represent Gilead, they represent all of these groups who are 100% anti-Trump.
Tom, let's spend some time on this. It's all in Geneva. It's the groups that regulate the vaccines, that make the money on the vaccines, that implement the government policy. So it's the uniparty deep state eugenics combine, and she works for their main lobbying group.
Right. So the way that this works, and you know this, Alex, so these guys, what they'll do is you've got these consulting firms. They represent Democrats. They represent Republicans. If you want to get elected, you work with them. That's right. They're the uniparty. They're the reason that it doesn't matter whether you're a D or R, you do the same thing. Because if you want to get elected, you support their causes. What are their causes? Well, look at their clients. In this case, with Mercury, you got Gilead, you've got Pfizer, you got the Gavi. Anyone that's all about controlling our genome and destroying us with these mRNA poisons and other genetic modifying type things. These guys are all working with Mercury. Well, meanwhile, you got guys like Dr. Peter McCullough, guys like me, people who've done all this work, done all this stuff. None of us can get a meeting with Donald Trump. Why is that? Now, I understand for a guy like me, you know, I'm a nobody from Ohio, right? But I've done a fair bit of work here. And I know a little bit about this. And I've offered, and the offer still stands. I will, on my own dime, I will fund flying people like McCullough and some of these experts in any time to meet with Trump to advise him on what's going on with these jabs. But more, I think just as importantly as the jabs and everything else, because what this does is this shows where the influence is, right? So if you're running his campaign, this schedule, you're not going to let people who are like McCullough in to talk to Trump because our data is inarguable. It's absolutely inarguable. We know what these jabs are. We know what happened. We know what's going on. So you've got people like that. Then you're not going to let them in. Meanwhile, you're going to make sure that Trump hears whatever it is that he needs to hear from air quotes independent doctors that actually are just pro-Gavi, pro-Pfizer, pro. And so what we've got here is a manipulation of the story. And I think that this really explains a lot.
Further, yeah, that's how they put him surrounded by experts that tell him he's doing the right thing. Just like they had a 60 Minutes piece like 3 years ago. Fiona Hill cried and said, Alex Jones claims I'm a globalist. I don't know what a globalist is. She told Congress that she was the publisher and on the board George Soros's board, yeah. And she was the editor of the globalist.com, And then she's up there bitching that I just talked to Trump and said, hey, by the way, this lady runs the White House. She's attacking you. She got fired. So when Trump got that, they fired her. But then the deep state came and sued me and the CIA attacked me. So what you're definitely on the trail here, Tom.
Yeah. Well, so let's take it a step further, Alex. So you got Mercury and they've got all these things and you can go through their press and you can see they represent they don't care. Democrat, Republican. All they care about is that you support the uniparty policy. And this is really important because people think that it's always, you know, the Democrats versus Republicans. It's not Democrats versus Republicans. It's uniparty versus we the people. And so what you've got to understand is you look at Mercury and I say, well, what's this Mercury LLC? They are controlled. They are owned by a group called Omnicom, the Omnicom Group. The Omnicom Group is a massive, massive WEF partner. Okay, so these guys are direct partners with the World Economic Forum, and they own something like 1,500 different marketing agencies like Mercury around the world. So what they do is this is how the World Economic Forum and these globalists exert their influence. So how
are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com.
The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Now I'm supporting Oklahoma. Trump is getting all these bad guys. So how does that happen? Well, Trump doesn't have the time to look into who's good GOP rep in what state. So he has someone that hands him a one sheeter or one pager.
No, he's repeating what he did in 2016.
And the problem is that he's got snakes in the woodshed. He's got snakes in the woodshed. And unless he can get rid of some of these, when we look at his campaign chief and PAC leader is working for a company that's owned by a DEI-embracing WEF partner that hates America. How is that good? How is someone?
And this is so important because Trump did this 8 years ago. We've got to stop it now.
If we, the people, don't make this loud, this is why I called you, Alex.
Oh, Tom, I know the globalists, when I would just talk to Trump, and they would go, hey, they're so scared because he's not a bad guy of him hearing this. We need to light a fire under his ass.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Because if Trump hears from we the people, all he's got to do is look at this, right? It's not hard to look and see, hey, you're working for me, you're running my campaign, but you're also working for a company that represents leftist groups, globalist groups all over the place. And, I'm looking at some of my endorsements, and,
there's Mother Jones attacking the black lady you talked about, and then Trump moves in to kick her out.
Yeah, well, and the thing about it is I doubt Trump even knew what was going on.
Of course he didn't.
Yeah.
I study 10 hours a day, and I barely knew about this. I knew a little bit about it, but yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, so this is where, it's like you and I, we get tips, right? And those tips lead us to finding these things. But if we don't do that, there's no way we can know. This guy's got to run the free world. Trump is trying to run the free world. He's got to rely on his advisors. So if you were a globalist and you wanted to screw Trump over, what do you do? Well, you aren't going to buy Trump off. He's not for sale. But you can get his advisors, maybe, if he's got the wrong ones. So you position the right person to be in the right spot to have the right influence or to limit influence or to get, to do this or that. And that's what appears to be happening here. You've got someone in there who's, again, anytime I see WEF tied to anyone, I'm suspect. And when you're working for a company that's owned by a WEF partner, that is terrifying. So I think what we've got here is we've got a clear case, and we need the citizen journalists to start looking at the people around Trump, and we have to start ferreting them out and saying, Mr. President, we, the people, we've got your back. We're helping you. We want to show you who
but
we
Tom,
found.
I want to stop you because I always want to get you on. You're too busy to come on, but you wanted to come on days ago, and I had to read what you sent. I knew it was important, but now you're on. I want to explain to listeners, this is not a big issue. It's not a side issue. It's not a medium issue. Everybody knows Trump got screwed. They put in bad people. Some were good. They went after Flynn and others. This is everything. So the whole game plan should be getting the vote out, not thinking we're invincible, like the Q-tards say, getting Trump in, but also going ape beforehand to identify the bad guys. Because as I said earlier, I didn't try to write myself into the story. 60 Minutes shows about me being mean to Fiona Hill. They are so scared of us identifying them. They are so scared. I remember headlines, AP. General Kelly, his chief of staff's main job is keeping Trump away from Alex Jones. It's not because I'm some rocket scientist or I'm some badass. It's that I actually research and know who's who. And I'm exposing him. So they do not want this exposed. This is our Achilles heel, but it's also their Achilles heel is what you're saying. So just like if you're a baseball fan or football fan or NBA fan, it's fun, but it doesn't mean anything. But you better know the players or it's not interesting. We better learn the players real fast is what you're saying.
We better. And I'm just going to tell you, the mainstream media isn't going to do this homework. What we need is we need citizen journalists. We need the podcasters. We need the guys who do the actual investigative work, because there's no investigative work. The thing that you've got to understand about Omnicorp and Mercury is that these guys control the media, right? If you want to get on CNN or Fox News, you go through a PR firm that's probably owned or controlled by an Omnicorp or, you know, someone like that, right? These guys are the ones that are running the show. And remember, the same guys running Omnicorp are running BlackRock, are running everything else. So, I mean, the money flows. It's one big circular pool. It's one.
And they know how executives are, whether it's the head of a law firm or head of a school or head of a factory. You count on your people. If they're working against you, you're not in charge. And that's Trump's biggest Achilles heel, is he's not a politician.
Yeah, and that's absolutely right. And so what they're doing is they're trying to just make sure they're undercutting him by doing this. But this is ultimately the key. If we can start undermining the control of these, you know what? I never thought I would find something that gave me more censored than I am with the COVID stuff.
I was saying that, but it's like Ronald McDaniel, you know, controlled by the neocons, controlled by Mitt Romney. We identified her. We got rid of her. It's great that Trump's got a good RNC head, but now you got to get everyone below them.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, I've never seen anything where I've gotten more censorship quicker than when I start dropping uniparty truths. When I start dropping, it's even worse than COVID. I didn't think there could be anything worse.
Well, yeah, because that's COVID's a program. You're attacking the actual structure.
Yeah, yeah. The uniparty.
So, Tom, I'm going to stop interrupting. Explain that. You're getting more heat now exposing their actual power grid, which is why I said to you, they go ape when we do this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is going to. So, I'll tell you. So I started out, and a while back, I exposed the Arnolds. Do you know the Arnolds, Alex? The Arnolds,
yes,
are Laura and John Arnold out of Houston.
Yes.
So the Arnolds are billionaires out of Houston, and we've had numerous reports of them funding Republicans or funding candidates to run as Republican so that they could basically take seats or pull anyone away. If you are pro God, family, country, mega America first, they'll fund your opponent in a primary or wherever else or whatever. If you sell out, fine, you'll go to you. But they do like these other billionaires, and they use these influence operations like this. What's occurring right now is that these globalists, these billionaires, these mega corporations, they run the show. They, if you're a Republican and you don't tote the line, they will fully fund someone in a primary to run against you, and then they will ask on their Democrat list that the Democrats cross lines and vote in the RINO so that the RINO doesn't have any chance, or so that the actual Republican doesn't have any chance of winning. So you end up getting Democrats sitting in Republican seats with an R by their name. That explains Congress.
And we've seen,
right,
10 members of Congress, at least, I think it's 12 now, quit once they couldn't run the Republicans into the reef. They just quit, showing they were Democrat operatives in place.
Yeah, and there's no.
Yeah,
question,
and they don't want a discussion about this. We should be full bore, as big as censorship, as big as everything, focusing on the infiltration of the Republican Party. And they are so, Tom, you're right, they are so scared of this.
This is the single most important work that I've done, and I say that in light of all the work that I did on COVID, which is life or death on a global scale.
That's saying a lot, because you don't toot your horn, but you've been devastating. I mean, you've done a great job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Alex. This is so vital to get out there, because you've got to understand all of the stuff that we're talking about. Have you asked yourself why, with all the election fraud in 2020, that the Republicans won't pass anything? Have you ever asked yourself why in 2016, when Donald Trump had a Republican House, a Republican Senate, and his top priority was repealing Obamacare, that he couldn't? Have you asked yourself why you got the Republicans waving Ukraine flags after they passed this nonsense from Mike Johnson? This uniparty issue.
Stay there. Let's talk about it.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Tom Morenz, great attorney, great American patriot, joins us live talking about the globalist scum that's all around Trump and the fact that we need to put pressure on this to expose it. And I want to spend a little more time on this, Tom, but also want to shift gears back to the poison shot. Because all the government reports, new studies, exploding cancer, the admissions, we've been totally vindicated. Everything they said was a lie. Now they're trying to indict Elon Musk in Brazil and Australia to shut down free speech. I mean, they are really making their moves right now. So finish up on these moles inside the Trump operation, and then let's shift gears into all your laser focus on the poison shots.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, the short version is you've got to understand, if you want to be censored, the one thing that might be worse than talking about COVID is the Uniparty. I've got right now, so where I broke this on X with this, I've got over 1,200 shares on that tweet, but only 148,000 impressions. That should normally be well over a million impressions. So what happens is the government will tell X, you got to suppress this guy. And, you know, Elon Musk is doing a wonderful job of promoting free speech, but, you know, the government still got their back doors. They still got their pressure, and there's only so much that can be done. And God bless him for what he's doing, but there's still censorship. We need to get this stuff out on Truth Social. I tagged Donald Trump on this. And we've got to get this pushed out there. But across the board, you've got to understand the Republicans won't fight the Uniparty system. They won't fight election fraud. They won't fight any of these things. Do you hear the Republicans speaking out on J6? Do you think that the mega base, the 80 million plus mega base people, are okay with J6 or the election fraud? Of course not. So why won't the Republicans support it? It's obviously politically a win for them. Why wouldn't they? Because they're not Republicans. These people are funded by the same corporate controllers as the Democrats, and those guys don't care. You can.
That's right. The political managers are globalists.
The political managers are the same people. They're the Pfizers. They're the Gavis. They're the UN foundations. They're the Rockefellers. They're all the names that you all know. They put the money in. They tell you that you're going to support this, you're going to support that. And they don't care whether there's an R or D on your name. And you can have a hearing. You can do a Jim Jordan and have a hearing on God knows what, and that's great. But if you actually want to do something, if you actually want real legislation or anything to be done, really be done, it ain't going to happen. It just ain't going to happen because they're going to put their foot down.
Yeah,
and
the people in control of the bureaucracy and the mechanism of legislation are controlled. So you're a president or you're a congressman, you say, write this, they write something else.
Right. Oh, well, and I can give you case studies on this, right? Because I help with legislation a lot of times. And I'll tell you, you remember we talked a lot on this show here about the mRNA and the food vaccine issues in Missouri, right? We had that bill. You know what they told me? Now, I'm a lawyer, right? And maybe I'm not a very good lawyer, but I'm a lawyer. I know how to read the law. I know how to write the law. I know what the law is. They said, well, you can't write it that way. I said, well, why can't I write it that way? They said, because that's just not how you do it. So I write a bill that actually would prevent mRNA from being used in the food or anything else that's going to poison your genetics. They said, well, you can't do that. I said, why? They said, because it's too broad. I said, I want it to be broad. I don't want everybody to be poisoned with genetic modifying crap in their food. They said, yeah, but that would mean we couldn't do anything that we're doing. What? Well, good. Good. I want to outlaw all that you're doing if it's screwing with our genetics. I want to outlaw that, right? But this is the thing. They'll let you write a law as long as there's a loophole. I've seen in several states loopholes. I'm really excited about the law they passed in Tennessee, but there's a huge loophole in it. The food mRNA and the food supply. You cannot pass a real law that's going to actually do anything. They'll pass laws with loopholes so that the Republicans can say, look at what we did, or the Democrats can say, look at what we did. But they're all meaningless. It's all smoke and mirrors. And I can tell you as an attorney, you can spot these loopholes from a mile away, and they will intentionally be written in there. Even when you get a good rep who wants to do that, legislative services will frequently, those are the people that write the bills, will frequently write loopholes in that unless you're a lawyer, you can't spot. And so you'll get a bill that truly, you know, that the rep is fighting hard for and truly believes in and thinks that they're doing good. But there'll be a huge loophole that they don't even know because the bureaucracy, especially in every state and in our U.S. government, is 100% controlled by these globalists.
And a big part of that is the dumbing down, too, because the public's just overwhelmed. They're dumbed down. So that's all important. We'll have you back to talk about it. We should put some reports out, some articles out, Tom Renz. But let's talk about the COVID, because now the insurance companies admit record death. Mainstream news says cancer up 70%+, heart attacks way up, blood clots. I mean, it's now, it's all mystery. I mean, this is crazy.
Well, it's not really crazy or a mystery, because going back to 2006, it's been a bit since you and I've talked, but I broke a document from 2006. The FDA acknowledged that one of the delayed adverse events that you could expect from a gene therapy product, which the COVID jabs are, is cancer. Cancer and autoimmune issues. What are we seeing now?
By the way, Tom, you're right. 20 years ago, when they first were testing mRNA with small experiment groups, it would work for some but cause liver failure, cancer for a lot. That's why they could never roll it out. And then some studies where one little kid was tested, he died from the shot. Yep. So yeah, we know that. And we have the October 2000 document where the FDA predicted all of this.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, listen, so I don't know if you're aware. My wife has stage 4 cancer. We're dealing with that.
I was aware.
So we go, we're back and forth, and I see the cancer wing, and I talk to the cancer doctors on a frequent basis, right? And, you know, you see all of these people that don't look like they belong in a cancer wing, young, healthy people. You see all these aggressive cancers. The doctors will say, you know, we're seeing all these things that we've never seen. But here you have it, right? From the FDA document, this was, for anybody that doesn't know, this was from an FDA document, and it was shown to the FDA and presented to the FDA in either October or November before the shots were released, before they were given emergency use authorization. You see all of these side effects that they knew were going to happen. They expected that these were going to happen, and yet none of them were put on the side effect sheets for these vaccines. And when they did happen, these guys lied about it. And they continue to lie about it. They know
so damn basically, well. Continue, Tom, but it's a suicide pact to go along with this. And I don't know the details. You told me last time you were on, your wife has cancer, and God bless her, we're praying for her. But was it shedding, or was it? I mean, we don't know, because we know this stuff sheds. Pfizer admits that. But the point is, cancer, as soon as the shots begin, that's in the studies, boom, they begin, cancer explodes.
Yeah, and to be clear, my wife did not get the shot. No one in my family's getting the shot. Hell would freeze over. But my wife did work at a school.
Mm.
And we are seeing, and I don't have data that's going to prove this yet. I'm working on getting it together. I will eventually get there. But we're seeing, particularly in hospitals and in schools, places where you're seeing, you know, lots of people who are freshly vaccinated, the shedding is so excessive that you're seeing secondary issues develop. Now, can I say for sure that my wife's cancer was related to shedding? No, I cannot. It could be bad luck. I do think that the shedding had some impacts, and I've got some.
But what we know is cancer's exploding since the shots. The day they're introduced, it explodes.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And it's going up. And so we're seeing all of these cancers. And again, in 2006, the FDA said, if you get a gene therapy jab, 2 to 5 years down, you may get cancer. Well, understand something. Now we have all these fact-checking crooks, these liars, these big pharma paid shills out there trying to suggest that this isn't a gene therapy jab. And what they do is they play this game. They say, well, it doesn't rewrite your DNA in the cell nucleus, so it's not gene therapy. That is absolutely absurd. These jabs are literally taking pseudouridine, which is genetic material, right?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Powers change this, change that. There's no question it's going to happen. Now, what you see happening is we're going to have over the next year or two the between the cancer, which, by the way, thankfully, we got Operation Moonshot because I want an mRNA vaccine to cure the mRNA cancer that I got, right? That sounds great. Over the next year, and you know, I remember in 2021 when Sherry Tenpenny and I and just one or two other people were willing to talk about this, saying that 3 to 5 years out, you're going to see a massive health collapse. And it's going to continue to get worse up through 10 years. And everybody, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. You're a conspiracy theorist. Well, am I still?
Well, just watch your friends and family. I mean, you're a tough guy. You've gotten this fight before your wife got cancer stage 4. I mean, this is everywhere. And we are watching this. And again, they're testing to see if they can get away with it. They're testing the corruption of the medical system. That's why COVID is not the old story. It's the whole future. We've got to hammer this to hell because this is their attack.
Well, disease X is coming. I guarantee you that the vaccine for disease X is already in place. And what's going to happen is disease X is going to act as the mechanism that they need to push this WHO treaty.
Well, that's what they said when Lou Dobbs got the documents 15 years ago, is they were going to use the disease X. They said that to bring in world government. And I mean, that's the thing, Tom Renz, is that they're admitting it's what they're going to do. They just think we're too dumb to go research what they've admitted.
Well, most people are. Most people, thank God that you got however many millions of people that follow you on InfoWars and that we've got people out there fighting to push this stuff out. Because but for that, people wouldn't know, because who's going to report it? Remember, we just talked in the first segment that they control Omnicom Group. They control all these different groups. 1,500 marketing companies by one WEF partner. 15. They control the media. You wouldn't hear.
But the good news is, despite that, all the hottest talk show hosts are exposing it. So I think we agree we're kicking their ass right now. What do you expect from them next?
We're going to get through the election. I don't think we're going to see disease X before the election unless it's an absolute necessity.
No, just like last time, they'll launch it once Trump's in.
If we get Trump in.
No, they're going to make that the big destabilizer. I was going to say that weeks ago. You're right. You're screwed. I'm kind of mirrored in your mind. They're going to, just like Fauci said, don't worry about Trump in 2017. A big new disease is about to come. They're going to do that to Trump again.
Well, you know, I mean, it would make total sense. We've got the currency collapse ready. We've got all these different things. Trump comes in, and it's the, you know, what they try to do is set it up as the death knell for America first. This is why we need global this, global that. Meanwhile, now I will tell you, watch the bird flu right now, Alex. I don't know if you've been looking at it, but remember, they also want us to starve to death. They do not like us eating food unless it's bugs, right? So they are right now, the bird flu, they're talking about it transmitting to cows and different things, and they're culling all sorts of animals all over the country. The bird flu is something you want to watch right now because they're using it as an excuse to just destroy our food production abilities. And between killing the herds and, you know, Bayer Monsanto partnered with Pfizer BioNTech, right? Why do you need gene therapy drugs, you know, in your food supply? Why are we getting the gene therapy people in there? Because they're putting it into the seeds, they're putting it into the food, they're putting it into the cattle, they're putting it into everything. And between the mRNA that's going to be going into our food and other gene therapy type things that are going to be going into our food, and the number of animals that are going to be dying, you're going to see food prices continue to explode. And all this stuff's going to hit probably right around or after the election. Now, I fully expect that there'll be some crises to hit right before the election. But, you know, I don't know what they are for sure. I mean, obviously, we've got, you know, millions of military, men from Iran and China that have came across the southern border. So we could have, you know, civil unrest or continued attacks on our infrastructure. But there'll be trouble before the election. But afterwards, you're going to see a massive collapse. You're going to see a massive.
I totally agree. And all the economic numbers show that. I'm not trying to be negative, folks. I'm just not going to lie to you. I told my wife that, she agrees. It's time to batten down the hatches and get right with God and be 100% focused. You know, and Tom Wren's wife fighting for her life right now. That's how real this is. And I know I got COVID from people that were vaccinated. I got close to, and it was definitely a real deal. And it almost killed my dad. This is history, but God's on our side. We're going to come through this. I get the Q people wanting to say everything's fine, everything's great, because people can't handle that. The truth will set us free, folks. Only admitting how much trouble we're in will dig us out of this. When you're getting your ass beat, you don't say, I'm not getting my ass beat. You stand up and you fight. That's the only hope. And I see such a great awakening, so many positive things on one hand, plus all this negative. But I just need to tell people, this is history. The whole future of humanity is being decided right now.
It absolutely is. This is make or break. And I can tell you, I don't care if Trump wins it or not. Trump, as the president, is not going to be able to do this without the support of we the people. This is going to be something where the mega nation has to stand behind Donald Trump for us to actually win this. Because we see people who are already surrounding Donald Trump. They're already positioning themselves. And, you know, the thing I say to my, listen, I love my brothers and sisters in Q, right? I love the people. But I will tell you, do you really think nobody's fighting back? A lot of the Q people look at this and they say, don't worry, it's all under control. Well, do you think that the bad guys are just going to lay down and die? I don't care if you think there's a plan or not. Do you think the bad guys are going to just give up? We need your help. Everybody, all hands on deck.
Well, it's a reverse of what, exactly. It's a reverse of what Tokyo Rose would say on shortwave at AM to our troops in World War II in the Pacific. She'd say, you're done. You've been beaten. It's all over. Smarter is to say, you've already won. Go to sleep. And that's what they're telling you. And I can tell you, folks, I'm on the front line. That's not the case. Trump is in grave danger. I'm in grave danger. Tom's under attack. His wife's fighting for her life for cancer. This is a real war, people. Admit you're in a fight.
It is. And I'm going to tell you something. It's 7 days a week, 16 hours a day, period. Because I'm going to tell you, we're fighting the cancer. We're fighting all that on the personal front. But if I don't have a country for my wife to live in and my kids to grow up in, it doesn't matter.
Well, Tom, her spirit's eternal. She's going to hopefully live. But the point is, yes, sir, brother, So join us again soon. How do people follow you? How do they find your great work?
Please go to TomRens.com. We got a store there. We need your support. We need your donations. We need your backing. We got a show that we run every day on Rumble, on X, on Locals. You know, follow us there. Support us anywhere you can. Check out our Substack. But please support us at TomRens.com. We got a bunch of books out now. Little, real easy to read books. We got all sorts of things. And also share this. Yeah, God bless Alex Jones. The Alex was right. Trends all the time because it should. And yeah, thanks, Alex, for giving me the opportunity as usual. And God brother, willing, we kick these guys' ass.
Yeah, we're warriors in the same trench, brother. I thank you. We're all in this together. We're in the same boat bailing. God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. We've got another great guest host. Who's coming on next? Should to take over here. Maria Z. Look. The numbers are out. They admit cancer everywhere, death everywhere, right when the shots began. It's a fact. They did it. They're testing to see if we put up with it for something far worse. Now, I'm not going to run to some countryside place in the middle of nowhere and just ride this out. I made the decision to go down with the ship because I believe in you, okay? And believe me, the Holy Spirit tells me to do it, but my flesh looks at my children and says, every day, man, just run for the hills, brother. But we're going to lose if we do that. We're not running for the hills. They'll fly over with drones and spread us the cancer viruses. We've got to do this now. We got to face the enemy now, like in Braveheart. So many years from now, laying in our beds, we don't wish that just once we'd have stood up to our enemies and said, you can take our lives, but you'll never take our freedom. I need your support, though. Take every article, every video, everything I post on X and share it. And go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And get the other great products that are there, because that's what funds us, plus their amazing products. And go to DrJonesNaturals.com. That's my dad sponsoring us. And whatever happens to InfoWars, it's key to support that in the future. Mark that down, DrJonesNaturals.com, because I'm not going to make it a big thing about us. So you have a family member, you know, that's got cancer and they say I may die, and a month later at their funeral, like, God, they didn't make a big deal about it. They're dead. We are on the edge of oblivion here, but it's okay. The sign of us being attacked, it's a sign of our victory, but I need your support. I need you to go to DrJonesNaturals.com, DrJonesNaturals.com, and get the nano, silver, iodine, tea tree, peppermint, non-fluoride toothpaste, super blue. I need you to get Next Level Foundational Energy and see how great it is, and you'll always order it again. Nobody else is promoting stuff this good. Our information's amazing. Our products are amazing. DrJonesNaturals.com. Our InfoWarsStore.com provide a mineral fusion, books, films, t-shirts. And I hope we're still here in 3-4 months. But the stuff's ready to ship right now. You should support InfoWars now while you still can. And DrJonesNaturals.com. All right. Maria Z is ready to take over straight ahead from the front lines of the InfoWar as Australia calls for Elon Musk arrest. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get TurboForce 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.